All right, joining us on 93 WIBC is Rosemary Roller, a media specialist at the company Biosecurity. And Rosemary, it looks, you know, right now during this pandemic, it's very difficult for people to make rent. And, you know, I know typically you want to see people not spend really more than 30% of their income on rent, but it looks like people in Indiana are having to spend a lot more than that. What can you tell us about rent payments with Hoosiers?
Yeah, so there is a golden rule in finance and housing that says Americans shouldn't spend more than 30% of their income on rent. We were curious how many people actually followed that rule, and overall, Indiana's faring fairly well. For all states, they ranked number 20, which means 30 other states have a higher percentage of their residents spending 30% or more on rent. However, there are definitely some cities in Indiana where people are spending a good amount of money on rent. In West Lafayette, 71.5% of residents are paying over 30%, which is likely due to Purdue's location in West Lafayette. But overall, the state is doing pretty well nationally.
And what do you think whenever you see cities that have, you know, a higher rent total in terms of spending their money, monthly income on rent, what do you think drives that price up?
There are a lot of factors that can come into play, and really what people choose to spend on rent can be somewhat of a personal choice. Indiana has been touted for having a really great investment market for real estate. It's a very competitive housing market, which can contribute, but also some people just choose to spend more on rent so that they live in a city that they enjoy the amenities more.
If you are somebody who is having, let's say, a difficult time finding the extra cash you need to make sure that you get your rent covered and only have, you know, maybe 30%, you want to try to make yourself financially viable, what are some things people can do there?
You know, I don't know specifically in Indiana exactly what programs might be available. I know there are some rental assistance programs happening as a result of the pandemic. People can also look into choosing to have roommates if they prefer to live alone, but can adjust to the roommate life or living a little bit farther outside of a city. There are definitely a lot of different factors that can contribute to why a rent cost might be a higher percentage of their income.
What do you think? I know you briefly touched on this a second ago, but I'll let you go into this a little bit further in depth. What kind of an effect is the pandemic having on people being able to or not being able to pay the rent?
You know, I'm not a specialist specifically in the pandemic. From what I've been seeing, there are a lot of people who have lost their jobs, which means it's a lot harder to pay rent. Around the country, you're seeing eviction bans happening, which I think is helpful. But I don't know if I can specifically speak exactly to the pandemic as its results, other than job losses definitely impact the income there.
All right. And what kind of direction do you see sort of rent prices going maybe across the country? Or is there a direction that it goes that you may see it trending in the future? Does it fluctuate? I'll defer to you there. What kind of direction do you see it going?
Yeah, some of the reports I've seen have seen either rent will be going up or down, and we really aren't fully sure yet. As a result of, you know, if eviction bans are going into place, that could impact it. But typically, rents do go up in a recession.
What places in Indiana are seeing maybe some cheaper, rent prices for those who may be looking to find a place to live in Indiana?
Right. So the town that went best on our list was Highland. And 47.8% of residents pay over 30% of their income there, which is still a good amount of residents, but it's definitely the place in Indiana where people are spending a lower percentage of their income on rent.
Is there I don't know if you guys looked at this in your study at all, but I was just curious, was there maybe a perfect balance that you found between a city that had affordable rent in Indiana, but also, a nice sort of quality of life balance, or could you guys measure that? Because I think that's what everybody looks at when they kind of buy a house or find an apartment to live in.
Right. And actually, Indianapolis fared fairly well. They, in Indianapolis specifically, about 53% of residents pay a little more than 30% of their income on rent, which means, you know, that's definitely not high. It's definitely not the lowest, but a lot of people there are finding they're enjoying the city life and still being able to afford their rent.
All right. She is a Rosemary Roller with Biosecurity. Rosemary, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate your insights.
Thank you.